Would you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for the safety of this past week for those on the mission trip. As they come forward here shortly and share about it, we ask that you would speak through them, that you would speak through us, that you would open up our hearts, open up our minds to receive what it is that you have for us this day. And God, through it all, may you be glorified. May we be less and you be more. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to tie in a little sermon with our mission trip report. This is a fourth point of a sermon series that I've been doing about the five pillars of the underground church in China. There has been rampant growth there, and they base it on five pillars, why there's been so much success. Today we're doing the fourth one, and it's called We Expect Miracles. We Expect Miracles. The first one is, we're deeply devoted to the Word of God. We are deeply devoted to prayer. Everyone shares the good news of Jesus. We expect miracles, and then we embrace suffering for the glory of God. So today is We Expect Miracles. When we discuss and we ponder the idea, or maybe even the concept of a miracle, let's put a definition behind it. This is what Webster defines a miracle as. It's a surprising and a welcome event that is not explainable by nature or scientific laws, and therefore considered to be the work of a divine agency. To me personally, a miracle is something that God does. Simply put, a miracle is something that God does. Be it in spite of me or not, a miracle is God interacting with us. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go on a mission trip where you serve, where you're stretched, where you are in some ways thrust into an unknown and maybe even at times uncomfortable situation because it is so unknown. But mission trips seem to be that place where we have to rely more on God than most other areas of our lives. And in relying on God, we seem to allow miracles and expect them to happen. So after years of doing mission trips, I find myself more and more relying and trusting that God is going to show up and that he is going to do something. I'll be honest, I was expecting miracles this past week, and I do believe that miracles happened. Last year, a year ago, we were in inner city Memphis, and God ushered nine little ones to accept him as their personal Lord and Savior. To me, that's a miracle. This year was a little different. But before I share, I would like the youth who went on the trip to come on up here, have a seat in the chairs. They love public speaking about as much as you guys do out there. We did get back last night at about 5:30, 6 o'clock, I think. So they haven't had a lot of time to process everything. Question real quick for you guys. Raise your hand if you believe God showed up on our trip. Raise your hand if you believe God used you on our trip. Raise your hand if you believe you saw miracles on our trip. Raise your hand if you're just raising your hand because everybody else is raising your hand. Okay. I believe that God carried us through, that he blessed us with miracles. But I'm going to ask them to come forward before I take any of the stories and let them share what they witnessed, what they saw, maybe some of the people that they met, maybe some of their expectations in coming and going as to what went on in Detroit, Michigan over the past week. Okay? I don't know who wants to start, but all right.
So something Matt always tells us on mission trips is, hi, I'm Braden Sluter. Matt always tells us to be flexible on trips, and so the first day we were supposed to go sandbag. Well, we get to this park, and it's just a big pile of sand, and there's no bags, and turns out we just couldn't sandbag. So we're stuck at a park for hours, and we decide, well, we're going to do some work, and we decide to clean up the park. And we found things that, you know, just was not safe and not needed at a park at all. And at the end of the day, the park looked really good and it was a lot safer for the little kids. And so I just think as a group, we did a really good job of stepping up and being flexible. And so that's how God used us.
I'm Thomas. Like Braden said, we did go the first day we went to a park. We were supposed to sandbag. It was a little surprising what we found. It ranged from just regular trash, kites, to alcohol bottles, to drug paraphernalia. We found quite a bit of that, and it just sickened me. I met a guy there. His name's T. That's his actual government name. I don't know how he spelled it, but I walked up to him, and he was wearing a Steelers hoodie, one of my favorite teams. I was like, I love your hoodie. And we probably sat and talked for, almost the whole time we were there. So good 3 hours, give or take. And I learned a lot about him. We just went back talking like we were old friends, just catching up. And he kind of reminded me of how we kind of all are. We all, you know, doubt at times. He has since stopped going to church. He's lost his mother and father, and, you know, he hasn't rekindled that fire, but he is taking his kids to church, which I thought was amazing, and all that. Throughout the week, we were trying to sandbag and all this, so, and the city of Detroit decided to make a state of emergency, so they took it over. We went to an elderly man's house. His name's Red. He had a stroke back in September of last year and has been in a wheelchair since. And we originally went there to paint his basement. That was fun. Scraping every inch of that wall was hard work, but at the end of it, it looked amazing. It looked 10 times better than when we got there. I met Red and I grew with him those few days. He originally was a mechanic. He wanted to excel in something that he knew he could do well and didn't seem like a job to him in the long run. In the beginning, his disability did stop him from a lot of things, but when we were there, it didn't seem like he let it really bother him. He was having me split wood for him. I was building an engine stand for him because he has an old engine that he wants to drop in his truck sooner or later. It doesn't seem like a disability to him. It seems just like another day at times. And I think we take advantage of what we have every day. I mean, he has been off his porch since last September, and our last day, I was able to wheel him down up and down the street. And I could tell he was fighting back tears. He hadn't seen people that he talked to on a regular basis in over a year. He doesn't get the luxury of we do of going out and just going down the steps of our house. He has an upstairs that he can't even use anymore. Detroit made me either grow as a person, and it just was a new thing for me. And I do believe that God worked miracles while we were there. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jaden Burrows, and there was like the second day we were there. We were down in Red's basement, and I couldn't go down there because I had asthma. So this gal named Mary, she took us kids with asthma with her to run some errands, and I felt like I wasn't like doing anything, and God wasn't using me. And then as soon as I thought that, Mary was telling us about like her life and like what she does on like a daily basis, and she got this call from this person who, like, you could tell in the call she was pretty stressed out, but the way that she handled the situation, she sounded professional. She didn't, like, get angry. She thanked him for his time, and she was, as Matt said, a miracle. And every day that we were there, she either was at a meeting with us or she was on her phone because she had a call. And I felt like we could do something to help her out, but if we asked her anything, like if she needed help, she was like, she'd tell us, "No, thank you, I got this." And every day I wish that I could have that mentality that she had. And when we left, the last thing she said to me, she gave me a hug and said, "My gentle giant."
I am Bailey Burrows, and I also have another Mary story. That same day that Jaden was talking about, that we went over to her house, myself and Ashley Clark were helping her make spreadsheets in her office. And on the spreadsheets were a list of names, and it was a lot of names. And we asked her what it was all for, and it was just a list of people that she wanted to help. She wasn't able to help them immediately, but she had gotten their contact information so she could help them eventually. And I thought that was pretty cool of her to not forget about them, and yeah.
Hi, I'm Courtney. Going back to what Thomas said, whenever he was giving Red, like taking him for a walk and everything, there was a construction crew that came on a previous mission trip and came back and built him a ramp. And as Thomas was rolling him down, you could just see that all of his struggles and all of like his negative emotions towards his situation and his housing situation just like wiped away. And like, he was just so grateful just to be going down his ramp, and he was so happy and that his hands started shaking and everything. And I just thought that was so grateful to see, because it was showing me to let go of all of the negative emotions that I have and just focus on the good things that I have in my life.
Good morning. My name is Harley McAfee, for those of you who do not know. This trip was surely one to remember. I've been on many, many mission trips, and this is one of them that I will not forget. Like some of the other people up here have already said, kind of our motto that we take onto the mission trips with us is to be flexible. And this one, we had to be really, really flexible. We got to Detroit expecting to have to help sandbag, and we actually ended up not doing that at all. Like Braden said, there was just a pile of sand, no bags, and it was just a mess. It seemed like a mess, but it was probably one of those miracles in disguise. When I first heard that we were going to Detroit, I was a little nervous, a little scared, because when people think of Detroit, they think of the violence and the rude people, and it's just kind of given a negative image. But that could not be more wrong. While in Detroit, we only saw really, really, really nice people. All of the people that we came in contact with were extremely nice, and I'm glad to have met them. One of the people that we met was named Mary, and she acted as sort of a guide for us. She was very, very intelligent, and despite all of the setbacks, like with the sandbags and such, she always had a plan, always had a backup plan, and a backup plan for that plan, and so on and so forth. She always had something for us to do. Her heart was full of kindness from the start. Ever since, like, the first contact, just she was as nice as could be, and I'm very glad to have met her. Another person that we met, his name was Red, and he is one of the people that we, like, went to go help. We painted his basement because it was moldy, and we wanted to... And he was the one who had a stroke and lost the function of half of his body, unfortunately. And there wasn't really anything he himself could do about it. So we thought that we could help him in that situation. He wasn't able to actually go into his basement that we helped paint, but like, so he wouldn't be able to actually see it. So it seemed kind of pointless at first. But once we got it done, we kind of realized that getting rid of the mold and we put paint on it, that would help the mold kind of not be as there and less in presence. We realized that it would help his health, because that his health wasn't the best when we got there either. And that was kind of our main goal, was to help his health get better. He had one of the best attitudes of anyone that I've ever met, and I was honestly extremely surprised to experience that, because if coming from personally, like if I had a stroke, I would not be optimistic or joyful or anything, and that's all that he was. He gave us advice, he told us stories, he made us laugh. I'm sure he made some of us cry. We saw him cry, he showed us all of his emotions, it was beautiful. He was a very, very, very nice person to meet. We arrived at his house as strangers, and we left as a family. The trip was full of wonderful people, all with amazing attitudes. The trip was full of humility and full of plenty of love to go around.